Hello, Nickstreamers. Welcome back to the channel. My name's Nikki, if you don't know, and if you're new to my channel, I do reviews on movies, everything streaming on Netflix, all different types of reviews, trailer reviews. So if you're new to my channel, please consider subscribing. Today's video is going to be about Bad Boys for Life. I know. Now this also, you know, obviously is in theaters, but I had to review this. It's been 17, almost 20 years since the original first Bad Boy, so definitely had to check it out, and I gotta tell you guys, I can't wait to tell you about this review. So let's get into some of the logistics about the movie. So obviously it's been a long time since the first one, and I'm sure if you haven't been living in a cave, you've seen one. Maybe everyone hasn't seen two, but most of you have. So they're back. And I gotta tell you guys, I am actually pretty impressed by this movie. I think that it's actually better than the first two. Now don't come for me, I'm here to give my opinion, but this one was better, and I say that because the plot was amazing. So let's go ahead and get into some good. So let me just start by the good. The good for me, I say again, was the plot. It had some twists and turns that wasn't your typical kind of buddy comedy cop movie, which I really was surprised by. So the writers really did a good job with the plot. I gotta tell you guys, the comedy was right on point. I did love Martin, of course. Will, a force to be reckoned with. The comedy, the chemistry, all of that stuff was there, and I was here for it. So also what was good for me was the villains. There were two major villains in this movie that I was super impressed by. One was she was a super big drug lord that he fell in love with. He actually had a relationship with and even got her pregnant. Spoilers. Okay, let me just tell you guys, if you're new to my channel, all my reviews are spoilery. So, sorry. Spoilers. But he has a child by her, actually got her pregnant. But he got her pregnant, then she got arrested and so on, but then end up being pregnant. And then later on, he found out the son was the other villain named Armando. I gotta tell you guys, he was a super villain. He was taking out cops. He was doing all types of, like, I mean, he was a force to be reckoned with. And as I say again, because they put that in there and because of the plot twist toward the end that we'll kind of talk about in a second, about in the interesting part, I was super impressed by that. I like the twist, I like the turns, and I also liked, still in the good now, that Marcus, as usual, is still saying, I'm too old for this. He has a grandson coming, you know, this is, I don't know, I'm just trying to retire, I don't know what's going on here, you know, usual Marcus, I love it. So to reiterate what I like about, you know, the movie, the good was, that I didn't even say, the action. The action was super good. It was, you know, we'll talk about something about the action and the bad, but the action, the way they did it was good. It was different than the two previous movies for a reason that we'll talk about in the bad, but it was really good to me. And overall, it definitely was worth going to see. It definitely is something that I will stream when it comes on to Netflix or Amazon Prime. You know, I do reviews for all of those, but I couldn't wait until it came out. I had to do the, you know, do it now. So, you know, here it is. So it does get my seal of approval. It was good. The plot was good. Acting was good. Action was good. And I love the villains and the plot twists. So all of that was the good for me. So that's a lot of good, I know, but it's good. Anyway, let's get into some bad. So bad for me was, I guess I'm going to just talk about bad things that happen in the movie, because there's not a lot of bad in here. And I'm going to say that to say some major spoiler alerts coming your way. So the chief, which is played by Joe Pantolingo, please don't kill me if I'm butchering his name. But you know, the awesome actor that played the police chief all this time, their boss, actually gets murdered. And crazy, right? He's one of the slaughtered. Like I said, Will's son, off the chain, to say the least. He kills other cops too, so, you know. But he ends up getting shot, and Will ends up getting shot as well. So those two are definitely bad things in general. So if you're not ready for that, get ready, because, hey, that's kind of bad. And also, another thing I'm going to say that was bad, that a lot of people kind of missed or wasn't aware of, is for the previous two movies, Michael Bay has actually been a part of directing this movie, you know, Michael Bayisms, so to speak. This is kind of like his trademark way of making movies. You definitely see that in part one and part two. He did not direct this movie, but surprisingly, there's some interesting things that Michael Bay is a part of. I'll mention that in the interesting part in just a second, but just know that he did not make this movie. So just be aware of that. And if you're thinking that, it's not true, but nevertheless, it does have some great action shots. It doesn't have the famous blow up explosions like you would get with Michael Bay. It does have, you know, its moments though. It does have its action, it does have its car chases, it does have a lot of stuff in there. The angles are shot really good, really perfectly. Good job on whoever made that, but Michael Bay did not do it. So those are going to be the bad things for now for me. Interesting. Let's get into some interesting. So the interesting for me is how the cameos, you have Michael Bay making a cameo in this movie, which I thought was actually pretty awesome and interesting. Also interesting is that, now I understand he was undercover and he actually got her pregnant. He was actually in love with Isabella, really in love with her, but end up deciding to arrest her anyway. And I understand why he did it. She was crazy. She had to be stopped, but just to make that choice to arrest her, you know, it was kind of interesting to me. Also, what was interesting is that DJ Khaled actually was in here. He played an informant. I don't know how cool the streets will be with him playing an informant, but I get it. It's a movie, so they're not really gonna hold him too much, you know, to that. But it still was fun, but interesting that he would play an informant in this movie. Interesting. Anyway, also, which is interesting, is that they're making a sequel. And you can actually see that. They kind of set it up for that. It looks like, obviously, Armando is going to be part of the sequel. There's like a mid-scene credit where Will meets with him and they talk about some stuff. And then at the end, he actually turns it all around, which is also interesting, and actually risks his own life to save his dad, now that he knows. And then interesting also is that the mom actually shoots her own son because he won't go along with the program. It's crazy, but also interesting. Anyway, that for now is the interesting for me. So guys, let me know what you thought about Bad Boys for Life. Make sure you subscribe, hit the like button, and hit that bell notification so you can get notified when I upload every video. I'm actually going to be uploading with a vengeance, so make sure you subscribe. Anyway, guys, until next time, keep streaming. Bye.